This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The Union Cabinet has approved the Small Hydropower Development Scheme for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore for the installation of small hydropower projects of an approximate capacity of 1,500 megawatts. Mr. Vaishnav said that the scheme will also incentivize the states to prepare the detailed project report for about 200 projects to create a pipeline of small hydro projects in future. Union Cabinet also approved Bharat Audhyogik Vikas Yojana Bhavya to develop 100 plug-and-play industrial parks with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees. In a significant step towards strengthening farmer welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the Cabinet approved MSP funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for the cotton season 2023-24. Moreover, the Cabinet also approved the construction of over 101 kilometer long four-lane access control National Highway 927 from Barabanki to Bharaj in Uttar Pradesh at a cost of more than 6,969 crore rupees. The government has notified the amendment of National Highways Fee Rules 2026 to strengthen toll compliance on national highways. These rules will further enhance transparency in toll operations, boost investor confidence, and provide legal and financial safeguards. A report.
The National Highways Fee, Determination of Rates and Collection, Second Amendment Rules 2026 will provide a structured recovery mechanism in cases of unpaid user fee. It has been introduced to strengthen digital enforcement of toll collection and to ensure efficient and transparent realization of user fee on national highways. The mechanism also includes a technology-driven electronic notice system wherein electronic notices will be issued to registered vehicle owners specifying vehicle details, date, location of passage, and the amount payable. These notices will be served through SMS, email, mobile-based applications, or other electronic means and will also be made available on a designated online portal. Rishu Jaiswal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The vibrant festival of Chaitra Navratri has begun today, with devotees across the country celebrating the 9 auspicious days with great zeal and devotion. The 9-day festival commenced with the offering of morning aarti at temples, including in the national capital, where a large number of devotees gathered to seek blessings. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today extended greetings to citizens on the occasion of Nav Samvatsar, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre, Sajibu, Chiroba, and the commencement of Chaitra Navratri. Qatar's Ras Laffan's industrial city came under Iranian missile attacks yesterday, which escalate the diplomatic tension between the two countries. Qatar Energy, which is country's state-owned petroleum company, said in a statement that emergency response teams are deployed immediately to contain the resulting fires, as extensive damage has been caused. Tensions across West Asia rose sharply as facilities linked to the world's largest natural gas field in Iran came under a coordinated U.S.-Israeli strike. Iranian state media reported that gas processing plants and petrochemical installations in the Asalya Special Economic Energy Zone were targeted, disrupting key phases of the South Pas field and halting production. Fires were reported but later contained, and no casualties were immediately confirmed. Indian equity markets opened sharply lower today, tracking weak global cues as escalating geopolitical tensions in West Asia triggered a surge in crude oil prices. Sensex plunged 1953 points to 74,750, while Nifty also witnessed heavy selling pressure, declining 580 points before recovering a bit in early trade. Ishan Kishan will lead Sunrisers Hyderabad for the opening few matches of Indian Premier League 2026, stepping in for Pat Cummins, who is yet to fully recover from a back injury. Abhishek Sharma will serve as Kishan's deputy during this period. And that is the end of this news bulletin.